name is Lillian Howard. I'm a Wotut from the Nuchalos, West Coast of Vancouver Island.
My name is Chal Seelum. I come from the community of Chomolchiston, and I'm Squamish and Kwakwaka'wakw.
Okay, my name is Gunarji O'Sullivan, and I'm a producer of a couple of radio shows at Co-op Radio. One is called When Spirit Whispers, and that's about residential schools and foster care and how that relates to residential schools. And then I also do a show called Snow Whales, and that show is a language and cultural program that airs every Tuesday between 1 o'clock and 2.
Hansu, Miam, Nipuwi, Mahiken, Misit, Kagumisit. Hello, I'm Stan Mopa of the Talk People. That is my given name in the Cree language. I come from the Wotut Cree Nation of Civic Creek in Nelda, Alberta. My so-called legal name, that's on that little piece of plastic I have in my pocket, is Stephen Gladger. In the community, I use the name Stephen Kakalusin.
My name is Kleski Simka. I come from the Ahauzit First Nation over on Vancouver Island in New Channel Country.
The new video. It started off, I guess they called me a gorilla cowboy girl. You know, how this history that I started going outside the box and started learning about this history and about this process of colonization, which led me to understand and fully accept why I was where I was at that time, because I was supposed to be there. You can say that at the time I was a single mother, I was on welfare, I was undereducated, I was, so you can take all of those, that stigma or that as a statistic, like, you know, depending whether I could have ended down downtown Eastside, just, you know, so easily. And there's nothing that makes me any different than any of the women that work with me, you know, like, but it just, right there, I woke up and it just was like, huh, this process, this is...
Decolonization is a very broad process that has no physical end. It's not a destination in my mind. It's not something that I can at one point say that I am decolonized. Because the decolonization process is about having a frame of mind and having a analysis or a belief in looking at colonialism and then being able to take it on. And then being able to deconstruct it, being able to undress it, being able to remove the shroud that colonialism has put onto our lives, either psychologically with how we think about our identity or other people's identity or how we do our work or community, all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of lies and myths that have been kind of taught to us through the process of colonialism. And I find that decolonization is being able to rip those apart and start taking them apart.
It just encompasses all of our issues, and it like connects like environmentalism and women's rights and indigenous, you know, being an indigenous woman. And I think it's just time for our people to rise, and we're at a really crucial time in our lives for our people in Canada. And I think we can create a lot of change and also create a lot of awareness and education around Indigenous issues.
And it can't just be here in Vancouver. It has to be across the province and across the country. And if we can, across the Americas. Because this affects all of our people in the Americas. Because it may just be, in this respect, Bill C-45 and 38 and the other 14 bills. But then in the broader context, it's an attack on every Indigenous person in the world. And there's 300 million of us in the world who are Indigenous.
In terms of decolonization, I think it's really important for women in the Indigenous communities to take their place in their respective societies. To start teaching comfortably and confidently our teachings, our values, our relationship to the lands, to Mother Earth, because there's that spiritual connection as Indigenous peoples. We do have, that we do share with Indigenous peoples around the world, and that there's a responsibility, a deep sense of responsibility that we feel that we have in protecting Mother Earth and the lands and the resources, such as the waters, the trees, which provide life to us through the foods that we get from the land.
I think decolonization for me and media especially means our people's, it means first, for me it means giving our perspective as First Nations people. You know, there is a lack of our perspective in the media, and it shows. It shows in how we feel about ourselves. It shows in how we think. And the things that we do with our lives, right? And the lack of representation in the media causes First Nations people to sort of go in hiding and feel like we're invisible because there's a lack of representation. We're not invisible. We're still alive. We're still a thriving community and very intelligent, super intelligent and kind-hearted people. And we need to give that, we need to be able to share that perspective.